Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in today. We're delighted to have you on board with this another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues. Let me remind you early on that you can dial 401-1413, 904-401-1413. That telephone number gets you straight through to our studios and right to our microphones so that we can have dialogue and discussion together. At any point during the course of this broadcast, you're welcome to jump in, ask your questions, give your insight, and let's have dialogue on these very important issues that our nation and our state are facing today. I believe we're facing the most important issue, that is the issue of the midterm elections. I believe it's the most important issue, the most important election in my lifetime. I don't know about yours, but in my lifetime. And I believe that as a result of the past 50 years of denigrated, destructive non-education in our colleges and universities, we have multitudes today that's in America and, yes, here in the state of Florida, that do not understand world history, American history, do not understand our Bill of Rights and our constitutionally formed republic. It's not a democracy. A democracy simply is mob rule. We're a republic. We're a republic that is represented by a representative form of government. Mob rule simply is what you're seeing taking place with the foreign invaders approaching our borders. And we'll talk more about that a little later. Let me introduce this broadcast today by reminding you that we do so based on a passion for the Word of God, a passion for the Scripture. I believe that it's time Christians wake up, sit up, smell the coffee, and recognize the era in which we're living and the need to hide the Word of God in our hearts that we might be able to defend the faith once delivered to the saints according to the Scripture. So we face the issues on this broadcast each day. We do so based on the authority of the Word of God. It's called having a central biblicist worldview, a central biblicist worldview. With a central biblicist worldview, we're simply looking at what does the Word of God say. I understand that there are a lot of creedalism, rites, that's R-I-T-E-S, rites, rituals, rules, and regulations brought about by denominational dogma and denominational distinctives that cause a lot of folks to think that somehow, some way, as Christians, we ought to simply be seen and not heard. That as Christians, we need to stay in the closet and not come out. That as Christians, we ought not to say anything about political issues. Well, I'm here to tell you, I'm here to remind us, I'm here to inform anyone that is misinformed that we as aliens passing through ourselves, according to the Scripture, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. But we are citizens in the world in which we're living. Therefore, we have the responsibility to be salt and light according to the Word of God. Salt, the Scripture says, Jesus himself says, if the salt had lost its savor, it has no value except to be cast out and trodden underfoot. Matthew, the 5th chapter, is very, very clear. In that same text, Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. Ye are the salt of the earth. So as salt and light, salt is to bring about a preservative upon decay, preventing further decay. So as Christians, we're to be salt and light. And as salt and light, we are to take part in the society in which we're living in. We need to vote, if you want me to put it very, very clearly. We need to vote. If you're listening today and you've not voted yet, do so. It is, we're in the two-week time frame of early voting in the state of Florida. It started this past Monday here for Duval County, and I think for much of Florida. May I remind us, we need to vote. And when we vote, we need to do so based on the authority of Scripture. You see, the Word of God is the written, revealed, inspired, inerrant, infallible Word to us. Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my Word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He made that statement to his disciples in John 8:31-32. And then in John 17:17, Jesus made a declaratory statement where he says, thy word is truth. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Word of God, the Bible, doesn't just contain tidbits of truth. It doesn't just contain truth. It is truth in toto. So, ladies and gentlemen, today I want us to talk about America after the election. America after the election. Someone said very recently, you know, the God that's in control today will still be in control the day after the election. That is true. But I want us to ask a question, what kind of America and what kind of state will we the people have after November the 6th of 2018? That's about 13 or 14 days from now. But ladies and gentlemen, we the people will decide the exact America that we want. We'll determine exactly what kind of America we're looking for. We'll determine what kind of state of Florida we want as of November the 6th, 2018. Yes, may I remind us, your vote, my vote, every vote will absolutely cumulatively determine what we the people want for America, for our nation, and for our state. May I remind us, we'll make a determination what we want for our Constitution, for our Bill of Rights, for our faith, for our families, and for our future. The November the 6th vote that you make will make that determination, ladies and gentlemen. It will decide what we want as a people. In fact, in Proverbs 14:34, the scripture is very, very clear. Righteousness, that's rightness before God, exalteth, that means builds up, a nation. But sin is a reproach. That literally means, it means to dishonor, it means to shame, it means to insult, means to degrade, is a reproach to any people. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening today, and I think you're listening because you have an interest in what's being said. If you're listening today, in fact, I recommend that any day you pick up the telephone and call friends and relatives and neighbors and tell them to tune in and join this broadcast. We're going to be talking about some of the most important issues facing our nation in the next few days. We'll have a mixture of that with some theological, doctrinal, biblical truths that I believe ought to season what is being said in relationship to our responsibility as citizens in the governance that we live in. The scripture is very clear, ladies and gentlemen. God created the home, He created government, and then God created the church. And if you study the scripture, He did it in that order. And that means that government is very important. In fact, in Romans, the 13th chapter, the first 7 verses in particular, the scripture is replete with evidence where the Bible says that government is the minister of God, that government is created as God's minister in order to protect good and to prosecute evil. But we have that a little backwards today, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, where there's somehow a mindset the government is designed simply to prevent Christians from religious liberties and freedom of speech and for all that God would have us to do as Christians. In fact, there is the belief that many Christians still have, and perhaps you do, that somehow, some way, there's a wall of separation of church and state. That doesn't exist in our Constitution, never has. But yet there are those that feel that somehow, some way, that Christians ought not talk about political things. So, ladies and gentlemen, the question is today that I want to bear down and challenge you with is, what kind of America do you want? What kind of Florida do you really want to live in? Many of you have heard me talk about the dangers of socialism and communism and the dangers of the loss of our constitutional liberties and freedoms, the constitutional republic in which we live. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, if we elect a democratic socialist candidate for the state of Florida's governorship, I am concerned that somehow, some way, you may not comprehend, you may not understand, perhaps you as our listener today, and I'm thankful that you're listening, welcome aboard, but perhaps you don't really fathom, have not comprehended, just what it would be mean for our nation and for our state should Christians, moral, ethical, conservative citizens, fail to fathom the real risk that is before us, the real danger that is before us. May I remind us, as of November the 6th, 2018, by midnight that night, America will have made a decision on what kind of America we want. Floridians will have made a decision on what kind of state we want to live in. So may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, even now that early voting has started, if you're listening today and if you're a Christian, let me remind you of what we can do and what we cannot do as believers. I've got a whole list here that I want to simply quickly go through. And ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. We invite you to join this discussion, this dialogue. In fact, I urge you, if you've already voted, call. You don't have to give a name. Tell me who you voted for and why. Tell me why you're passionate about this election cycle. If you've not voted yet, call 401-1413. Tell me who you're going to vote for. You don't have to give me your name. Who you're going to vote for and why. I want to hear from you. I want the rationale behind your vote and your intent to vote in our listening audience today. But ladies and gentlemen, if you're a believer, if you're a Christian, if you're a central biblicist, may I remind us, you cannot vote for a candidate that stands for murder by way of abortion. But yet Andrew Gillum wants abortion to be available on an unlimited basis. Secondly, a believer, a Christian, a biblically correct believer cannot embrace or approve a sodomite lifestyle. Yet Andrew Gillum wants special rights for the sodomites and the transgenders and the LGBT community in the state of Florida. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a Christian, if you're a conservative, if you're a biblical person, you cannot approve the sale or use of marijuana. And yet Andrew Gillum, if governor, will legalize recreational pot for the state of Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, it's bad enough that we already have pot in the state of Florida by way of so-called medical marijuana. I watched a broadcast last evening on the liberal Channel 4, and they were enthusiastically announcing the opening of another pot shop in Jacksonville. And, quote, this pot shop, they said, will allow you to come in without having a marijuana use card. But you can come in and look around. You can get prices quoted. You can ask questions about the marijuana and its medicinal benefits, et cetera, et cetera. It's all designed as a publicity ploy to entice and induce our citizens in Duval County to endeavor in the use of pot on a supposed medical basis. But ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand that as a moral, ethical citizen, especially as a Christian, if you're saved, it's an impossibility for you to, listen to what I'm saying. If you're saved, it's an impossibility to vote for a candidate that wants to legalize marijuana across the state of Florida, that wants to make it right to have special rights for the sodomites and the transgenders and the LGBTQ. A Christian cannot be involved in the sale and or use of marijuana. But ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Gillum, if governor, said he's going to legalize marijuana across the state. It's bad enough to have medical marijuana, but if you want a state like California, if we want a state like Colorado, then marijuana opens the doors for every kind of graft and every kind of sin, every kind of immorality. It opens the door for increased foreclosures and the loss of homes. It opens the door for spousal abuse. It opens the door for our kids, preteens and teenagers, of dying from marijuana overdose. That's happening, ladies and gentlemen, all over California and all over Colorado. Those are the two worst-case scenario states that I have investigated and studied the statistical data in relationship to it. Ladies and gentlemen, as a conservative Bible believer, one that stands for our Constitution, one that stands for our Republic, must not surrender our Bill of Rights. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Gillum, the socialist communist light candidate for governorship of the state of Florida, he is one that says that somehow, some way, he's going to destroy the Second Amendment in our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. He is going to allow the right to keep and bear arms to simply cease and desist in the state of Florida. He will not allow the Stand Your Ground law in the state of Florida, the Castle Doctrine, as it's called. He will simply not allow that to be true. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for we as believers to recognize the dangers that we're faced with in our society, especially in this election cycle. Let me say again, if you're conservative, if you're a Christian, if you're a Bible believer, if you have morals and ethics and values, we cannot surrender our Bill of Rights, our constitutional liberties. We cannot surrender that. And yet, Andrew Gillum has said without any question, he's going to cancel Florida Stand Your Ground law. He's against the Second Amendment. He's against the right to keep and bear arms. And number five, ladies and gentlemen, Christians enjoy the freedom of speech. We enjoy religious liberties. Yet under socialism, our biblical and constitutional liberties will be absolutely taken away. And ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Gillum is a proud socialist. He is an in-your-face socialist. He is an articulating socialist. He believes that it is right for him to do what he is doing. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, the thing that is so sad, multitudes in the state of Florida, even that say they're saved, are standing behind this man. Even those that say they are Christians, those that say they believe in the Word of God, they're standing with Andrew Gillum. And under a socialistic form of government, may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, there is no such thing as a love for God, a love for the church. In fact, let me just run down a little list. Everything in the realm of Karl Marx and Vladimir Lenin and Joseph Stalin, all of which today make up what is called socialism and communism, all of these have a common denominator, anti-God, anti-church, anti-Christian. Each of these will destroy the working class. Freedom of speech will be canceled. Freedom of religious liberties will be destroyed. Confiscation of all personal weapons will take place. Ultimately, I'm not saying if Andrew Gillum goes in office, the first thing in the first 24 hours, he'll say, now I want to confiscate all weapons. But I'm talking about what is actually the background of socialism, which is communism-like. As Karl Marx had said, we can take a capitalistic society and let it devolve into socialism and ultimately go into communism, which is the utopian focus that we have for communist people. And that's coming right out of Karl Marx. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind us that here's a man, Andrew Gillum, that according to the article that I'm holding in my hand, has no problem with voter fraud. This article says less than a year before gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum publicly denounced President Donald J. Trump's efforts to investigate the threat of voter fraud, Gillum's brother Marcus Gillum voted in 2016 elections, general election in Tallahassee, Florida, while still a resident of Chicago, Illinois. Ladies and gentlemen, the succinct point that I want to make out of this three-page article, Andrew Gillum's brother has not had a driver's license in Florida since 2011, but yet he voted in 2012, 2014, 2016, in the primaries and the general elections here in the state of Florida, and also in Chicago. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's taking place and this man finds no problem with that, we have a major, major problem with his ethics and values, and yet he is running for the governorship of the state of Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say once again, Andrew Gillum has declared his full intention to institute a Florida state income tax and over $1 billion of tax increase for the state of Florida if he's elected. That includes a 40% increase in small business taxes for the state of Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand the candidates. We have one candidate, Ron DeSantis, that's a moral, ethical, Christian, conservative, constitutionalist candidate. He believes in a border wall. He believes in the safety and security of our sovereign nation. He believes in small government, and that government should stay out of the pockets and out of the lives of the people, the citizens. Ron DeSantis is a conservative candidate for governor. But I am going into grave detail today in relationship to the alternative. And I'm simply saying, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, you want to jump in this discussion, 401-1413, get you right to the microphones that we can discuss it. 401-1413, and I invite you to call. I'd love to hear from you. I want to know if you voted, who you voted for, and why. If you've not voted, who you intend to vote for, and why. I want you to speak up so that others in our listening audience can hear your responses and would motivate them to do that which honors God, to motivate them, each listener, to do that which is conservative, that which is for a believer. And I pray that you're saved. I pray that you've said yes to Christ as Savior. And what I'm trying to get us to understand today, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a conservative Christian, if you're simply a moral, ethical citizen in Florida, you cannot vote for the redistribution of our income, which is the Marxist, Leninist, Socialist, Communist vantage point of what they want to do. And Andrew Gillum is a perfect example of that. In fact, Andrew Gillum is wanting to increase the income tax and institute a Florida state income tax, which the state of Florida has not had. Every conservative Christian vote that has a voter, that has a family, and you have faith in God, and a sincere belief in religious liberties, you just cannot vote for a socialist for the governorship of the state of Florida. And you say, what do you mean? You're telling me what I can't do. I'm telling you, if you have a Bible basic belief, it's an impossibility to vote for a candidate that believes in murder by way of abortion, to vote for a candidate that believes that the sodomite lifestyle should have special exception and should trump the religious liberties and the freedom of speech and the freedom of moral, ethical believers in the state of Florida. Andrew Gillum, if elected, will allow Florida to become a sanctuary state, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you've heard that. I don't know if you've listened to that. There are multitudes that have heard me say that, and I believe simply don't believe it. There are multitudes that are standing with him saying, no, that's not the case. But out of Gillum's own mouth, Andrew Gillum, the socialist, communist light, political candidate for the state of Florida's gubernatorial race, Andrew Gillum says that if he is governor, or when he is governor, the way he couched it, he will eliminate anything that would prevent the illegal invaders from coming into the state of Florida. And we have invaders coming into our borders, invading state after state after state. And Andrew Gillum says that he would open the doors and Florida would become a sanctuary state. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that ultimately any sanctuary state, any sanctuary nation, any nation that allows uninhibited invaders to come in across the borders will ultimately become a failed state, a failed nation. California is a failed state, and that's exactly what Gillum wants for the state of Florida. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over with your question and comment, please.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I am a Christian, and I'm very concerned about what's going on. I realize that we are taking our freedom lightly. In other words, we have a choice to believers, as Christians, to vote for our freedom. Other nations before us have lost their freedom, and we see where Christians are in persecution, are in trouble, have to leave their homelands. And if we are careless, if we take our freedom in America, in this country, we can lose it just like other countries. And it's very fragile at this time. So I would really encourage Christians to remember that we're not party. Our identification is Christians. We are believers. We are Christians first of all. Party politics is a real problem where we commit ourselves to one party or the other. This is not good for believers. Believers are Christians, and we're supposed Amen. To look at the candidates and see what they believe and what they stand for, and not vote faithfully for your party. This is not good. We are putting ourselves in trouble. It's hard to believe that there are Christians who are marking or voting and who will be voting to give up our freedom and to plunge ourselves into slavery. And dictatorship, this is exactly where we will be going. It will happen just like it happened in other countries. We're taking our freedom for granted. May God help us to wake up. Believers, Christians need to wake up as never before to face the issues, face what is going on in our day. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you so much for your call. I couldn't have said it any more eloquently and any more poignantly and pointedly and personally than you've said it. Thank you so much for your call. And may that be, ladies and gentlemen, a challenge to each of our listeners today. Recognize that as Christians, we're Christians first. That's what I've been trying to say throughout this broadcast today. We're Christians first. We're Christians foremost. We're Christians finally. And it ought not to be on the basis of skin color, where all of a sudden, because one candidate says we can't monkey this thing up, that all of a sudden that's considered as a racist statement. You've heard me say before on this broadcast that I've never heard of such. I've got a wrench that used my toolbox, and I grew up with a stepdad that was a mechanic, and that wrench was called a monkey wrench. I reckon that could be considered a racist wrench in some fashion. And just because a candidate happens to be black doesn't mean that because you say something about that candidate that you're condemning him for his race. That's not the point at all. We need to recognize as Christians, we vote for the candidate that most is aligned with the Word of God. And our last caller was so poignantly, personally, pointedly stating that very clearly. We need to recognize that we can lose our freedoms simply by the vote that we're about to take on November the 6th. We can do so nationally. We can do so as a state. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go ahead with the question or comment, please. Anybody on the line? Thank you so much, Parrot Willie. Apparently, we lost our caller. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what Christians cannot do. If you're a Christian, if you're conservative, if you're a constitutionalist citizen, simply we must not allow our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our God-given liberties to be tampered with and trampled underfoot and shredded. Yet Andrew Gillum believes that we should have no borders. He believes that the 10,000 to 15,000 foreign invaders that's approaching our borders now should be allowed to come into America. And Andrew Gillum believes that the taxpayers of the state of Florida should provide free medical care for everyone, including the illegals coming into our state. Andrew Gillum believes that free education for everyone, including non-citizens. Andrew Gillum believes that there should be a guaranteed income for each individual, regardless of whether you work or not. Andrew Gillum will remove the border security. He's already said that ICE, that's our border protection group, that I should be dismantled and done away with. Andrew Gillum, ladies and gentlemen, simply put, as he has said, he is adamantly opposed to, he is against anything that President Donald J. Trump wants to do. He is against it simply because President Trump is for a border wall. President Trump is for protecting our borders. He is for a sovereign nation. And Andrew Gillum, as a socialist, is not. And ladies and gentlemen, listen to me, hear me well. It's an impossibility to say I'm saved, that I'm a Bible believer, that I'm born again. It's an impossibility to say that and vote for Andrew Gillum, which is a socialist, which is socialism is communism light, L-I-T-E, and Andrew Gillum is for socialized medicine, socialized education, guarantee of income. That's the redistribution, ladies and gentlemen, of whatever wealth you have in your pocket. Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Gillum, I've got a large article in my hands, timeline of events, highlights of text involving Gillum and the New York trip with FBI agent. Let me just read your blurb. Below is a timeline of some of the text messages between Corey, Gillum, and Miller as they planned the 2016 New York trip as the Tallahassee Community Redevelopment Agency approved the expansion of a neighborhood redevelopment zone. The expansion of the downtrodden neighborhood known as Frenchtown was made at Corey's request. He's a lobbyist, which was described as Miller's Atlanta-based Southern Pines Development LLC, according to the Tallahassee Democrat. And it goes on starting with June the 26th through June the 29th and right on down the line, July the 8th, July the 12th, July the 6th, 13th, all of this in 2016, when he took trips at taxpayers' expense. He then authorized and approved a redevelopment of a building at some $2 million of taxpayers' money simply because of being paid by lobbyists. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Andrew Gillum's belief that he is above the rule of law. He's been bought by corrupt lobbyists and cronies as mayor, and he'll do no less as governor. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a conservative, if you're a believer, if you want the Bill of Rights and our Constitution to remain, if you want to continue in the freedom of speech, the freedom of liberties, the freedom of religious liberties, we must say no, no, no to Andrew Gillum and say yes to the conservative candidate, Ron DeSantis. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air even tomorrow as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.